Well, welcome to another edition, FDIC International Style of Fire and Training. I'm your host, Douglas Klein, and what a week it has been here at FDIC in Indianapolis. I cannot tell you how excited I am that we're all back together again and having the opportunity to do education and training and having just a great opportunity to fellowship. Plus, meet up with the vendors who supply us with all the things we need. So let's talk a little bit about the week and let's recap some. For many people, this was their first opportunity to come to FDIC, and what a thrill it is. Moving around the conference center, I've had an opportunity to talk to several of these folks, and just the excitement that is on their faces and in their voices is very parallel and unique to what this conference is about. And I remember my first FDIC was in 1993 in Cincinnati, Ohio. And since then, FDIC has been the pinnacle conference to come to. So these people are talking about, you know, the opportunity to network with instructors they see, that they have their books. But, you know, the best part about FDIC is the networking that you get to do. And, you know, fortunately, we look at the opportunity to sit down with the next generation of fire service leaders, the next generation of fire service, even the kids that are coming in here with their parents. We love to take time and talk to them about what FDIC really means and what you're gaining by being here. And you got to stop and think about it. There are people that have been, you know, here long before when I started in 93. There's people that have been here since, you know, FDIC, you know, back in Memphis. And I just passed one of them in the hallway. And, you know, one of the uniqueness was about, he told me, he said, I'm very proud of what you're doing. I'm very excited about what you're doing. But in fact, the excitement is really on my part for what he did for me many, many years ago as he was instructing and teaching and giving me opportunities. And that's something I want to talk about FDIC and what it does for people and opening doors and opportunities. In 1993, I had the opportunity to go to FDIC, but it was a little different. And when I say it was a little different, if you've ever been to FDIC and you see the folks that have the Eastern Kentucky University name tags on, they're like the class monitors and you know, the door monitors. When I went, they were called FDIC advocates. And I had the opportunity to go to the show. And fortunately, the individual that took me to the show, his name was Dan Jones. He was the fire chief in Chapel Hill. And he was very deeply rooted in FDIC. So I got a chance to go over. He took us over to a room and we had to put on a coat and ties, this big reception type event. And it was with all the instructors. Well, I'm in a room with all these big name instructors and I'm thinking, I have no business being here whatsoever. I just need to kind of stay out of the way, kind of watch, don't say anything. So in reality, I was very, very intimidated. I mean, there were people in the room like Bobby Halton at the time, Dave Dotson, you know, just icons in the fire service. So I had a cold beverage in my hand, an adult beverage, and, you know, I'm kind of sipping away at it. And in walks an individual in blue jeans and a Hawaiian shirt. And I was like, he probably didn't get the memo about the coats and ties or they lost his luggage. Well, instantaneously, everybody kind of moved over to this guy. And it was like, wow, he must be somebody. So I didn't want to be, you know, rude or whatever. So I joined in. I kind of moved forward. As things dissipated, I moved myself back to my position, which was my back was against a wall. And the way that I was doing that was I didn't want to be blindsided. You know, I wanted to be able to have some sort of a comfort zone. So I was standing there and then Dave Dotson was off to the right-hand side. And I'll never forget this. He was talking about the art of reading smoke. And that was when the art of reading smoke was coming out. And I was so excited to hear this. I mean, he was talking about volume, velocity, density, and color and how you could read that and be able to predict what was going on. And man, I was eating this up as a younger, you know, firefighter, aspiring to be an officer. And I was listening to it. So what I did was I pulled off of the wall a little bit so I could get a little closer. and I was listening very intently, and I wanted to join in the conversation, but I knew, don't do that. Just listen. You'll be better off listening. And all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I catch the Hawaiian shirt. And the whole time I'm thinking, just keep moving. Just keep moving. Don't even stop and talk to me. I don't need to talk to you. And that was because I was intimidated. Well, the little birdie on my shoulder kept saying, don't say anything stupid, stupid. So, yeah, I kind of chuckle about that. But guess what happened? Of course, that's Alan Brunicini, Chief Brunicini, the late Chief Brunicini, stops and says, hey, kid, you enjoying FDIC? And it was like, absolutely, I am. It's an honor and a privilege to be here as an advocate. He said, good, good, good. Whole time, I'm thinking, just keep going. I'm good. Just let me get back to my wall. And, you know, at this point in time, I'm very uncomfortable. I'm very nervous. And the little birdie kept saying, just be quiet. Don't say anything. Shut up. And he goes, do you know what type of music this is playing? And he kind of looked around. And in college, one of the things I had to take when I was going, you know, to school was to go through a music appreciation class. I hated that class. It was nothing that I really wanted to look at, nothing I wanted to listen to, nothing that I really had a true profound interest in. I just liked, you know, listen to the regular music that was the timely. But I actually, it did pay off. So he asked the question. I said, yes, sir, it's classical. And I was trying to be just short and to the point, not say anything else. And of course, he looked at me at that point and goes, by chance, do you know the composer? And it was like, holy cow, he's asking these questions. Little birdie up on the shoulder going, shut up, be quiet, don't say anything because you're going to be stupid, stupid. And I can hear this just plain as day. But I responded. I didn't listen much to that birdie, obviously. And I said, yes, sir, it is Tchaikovsky, Dance of the Tory Flutes from the Nutcracker Suite. But the problem was I mocked the professor. He was very just passionate about music and things. And every time that song would come on and we studied Tchaikovsky, he would go, and the Nutcracker Suite would come on and he'd say, can you hear the oboes playing? So when I answered Chief Brunicini, obviously, I acted stupid, you know, as the little birdie said I would probably do. And I said, it's Tchaikovsky, Dance of the Tory Flutes from the Nutcracker Suite. And I mocked, as always did, the instructor. Can you hear the oboes playing? Well, Chief Brunicini, being the person that he was and the great leader and mentor that he was, he looked at me and says, I like a guy that has a good educational diversity. He said, you'll be on main stage with me tomorrow. And I'm like, Dad, I need to ask my chief. He said, don't worry about it. I'll talk to Dan for you. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm fired. You know, so I went and got me another beer, and I was drinking two of them at the time. And, you know, Dan comes around. He's all excited. So the next day, I got to go on main stage with Chief Brunicini at FDIC 1993, Cincinnati, Ohio, doing a skit. Now, I was as scared as you could possibly be. And I was like, I have no business being here. I don't know what this guy's thinking. Obviously, he's lost his mind. You know, this is crazy. But we went out there. We did the things that he wanted us to do on stage. We performed the skit. Afterwards, he said, you did good, kid. He said, you got some potential. Well, at that point in time, I began building a bond and a friendship and a mentor program with Chief Brunicini. And up until his death just a few years ago, we were good friends, and he mentored me often. He also opened doors for exactly the things that I wanted to do. Him and so many more people that, you know, I can't even name during the show. But part of what I want to say about that, and the reason I tell that story, is because it's the importance of FDIC. It's the importance of the opportunities people get to meet other instructors, or to come and get information about topics that they're interested in, or to have things to take back to their organization and their departments to implement. It's the ability to network with folks and then be able to open the doors for other people, just like what happened to me. You know, I want to say this, and I truly do mean this, I am a product of the mentorship that has come from FDIC. You know, fast forward from 1993, and we sit here in 2021, and I'm the most blessed guy that you'll ever meet in the fire service. You can't get anybody that has been blessed any more than me. And that's a lot because of the folks here that you're around at FDIC. Just walking down the hallway, you know, I've got several of the folks from my organization, Horry County Fire Rescue in South Carolina here. And I've been with them, you know, periodically through the week. And, you know, one of the comments was, you can't walk anywhere without somebody knowing you or stopping you. And the uniqueness of that is it's the networking that goes on here. It's not that I'm anything special. It's that you build friendships and you build bonds and you build a network group that's so critical to the success of today's fire service. And being able to reach out to people and get help with problems or get resources that you may need. And here in the halls of FDIC, there's so much more going on than just the education programs that Bobby Halton and the education group put on here. It's much more than just the vendors that are outside the window to my right and then throughout the convention center here. It's really about the human component that exists here. The firefighters that come here that share, not only in the classroom as instructors, but all the vicarious learning that occurs in the hallways, in, you know, the dining areas and going to the restaurants and spending time together out on the streets, you know, and that is the important aspect that I want people to understand about FDIC. So you may be watching this podcast and thinking, wow, that's probably something that's pretty impressive. You don't know exactly what it means to be here until you are here. So what I'm telling you to do is this. If you've not made plans to be here in April, make plans to be here in April. Even if you got to save some money up, even if you got to, you know, try to beg, borrow, and steal. So if you're passionate about the fire service and you're passionate about the things that we do in the fire service and you want quality education, you want to network with the biggest of the big, because I can promise you there are folks that are going to walk down these halls, people like John Sokka, Rick Lasky, Mike Gagliano, Steve Probowski, John Austin, Larry Collins, any of these folks that are coming through here, they're going to stop and take time to speak to you. They will stop and take time to talk to you. It is the best place to come to meet great instructors and to network with them and be able to get that vicarious learning. Yeah, I had the opportunity to sit in the Fire Engineering Books and Videos booth and do signings. And I happened to be on the same time that Chief Sokka and Chief Lasky were on. Both good friends of mine, both tremendous mentors of mine, and sitting there, you know, while we were talking, and, you know, and they have their books, I have my products and things, and just sitting there, but the stories and the learning that went on at that table, just as we were sitting there and people coming up and talking about old responses that they've been on, old fires, things that had happened, all the mistakes that they had made, it was phenomenal. And that is really what FDIC is about. And I can't express just how much you need to be here and how much I know that the FDIC and the Clarion Group wants you here. It's not just about the money. Everybody talks about, oh, they just want your money. No, they truly want to get folks here so that they get good education. As instructors, you know, I had the opportunity this week to do a program called Professional Development, Developing the Next Generation of Fire Service Leaders. And, you know, the biggest component about that is I use a stool method to articulate the concept that I'm trying to drive across. And there's four components really to professional development. The first one is training, and that's a big critical component. We need to develop skills of our personnel to the highest level that we possibly can. But skills are only as good as the knowledge they have as to why the skills need to be performed and how they need to be performed and what's the impacts. So the first two legs of my stool that I talk about are training and education. And we go much more in depth than just a generic look at that. But we also have two other legs of the stool that are important. One is that you get experience. Now, experience comes in a lot of ways, shapes, and sizes. You know, one of the things that I know is that you can't get all the experience you need to be successful in your home area. You just don't run those calls as often. You can't recreate that type of training. But here you can learn vicariously and get experiences and learn from other people's experiences to help build that. The other side, the other leg, the fourth leg that I want to talk about is self-development. And one of the things about coming to a conference such as FDIC is that you get a lot of opportunities to self-develop. And in fact, my self-development came from people kicking doors open and slinging me through them in the past. And that's exactly what happened in 1993 when Chief Brunicini came through. He understood this concept. And one of the things that he knew was important to get me out of my comfort zone and to give me an opportunity. So he opened the door and he thrust me through that door for experience, to gain that self-development and to gain some experiences. And then through the years, you know, a lot of education from this gentleman. I worked, you know, hand in hand with him when we were doing a lot of the research projects with NIST and UL and Spartanburg, South Carolina. We were talking about fast water and all that, that we did in those burns that and research that we performed there. But, you know, it's so much more. The other piece that goes with that is I can have a stool and I can have four legs, but until we put the cross members to support those legs, it's going to kind of crash down. So, you know, with that, that's where the coaching and the mentoring comes in. And the mentoring is a huge component. And that's a whole nother day and a whole nother topic to talk about mentoring. But again, I go back to the story of what progressed from just one passing of one person by the name of Chief Alan Brunicini to a young kid in the fire service at a conference called FDIC, where I've been able to go in my career. And I tell you this not to brag, but to tell you what those type of opportunities mean. I've had the opportunity to write in textbooks. I've had the opportunity to do videos. I've had the opportunity to be part of the FDIC advisory board, a president of the International Society of Fire Service Instructors, a president of the Southeast Association of Fire Chiefs, and just most recently, a president of the South Carolina Fire Chiefs. You know, I don't tell you that to brag about what I've done, but I tell you that to say this: none of that would have been successful if it wouldn't have started with one individual by the name of Dan Jones, who drugged me to FDIC, and the second individual who started the process. That both of those guys taught me how important mentorship is, how important opportunities are, and how important FDIC is to the fire service. So with saying that, you know, I want to encourage everyone that's, you know, has an opportunity to come. Make an effort to come. You will not be disappointed. I can walk around the vendor floor. In fact, I'm looking out over here now. I wish I could show it to you. But we can't do that for obvious reasons, because the people that can't be seen out the window would be mad. But I see so many things that you have an interest in. You know, I look at the classroom rosters that we just had through the week, the educational programs we had through the week, from the hands-on training to the pre-conference workshops to the professional improvement programs. All of those, there is something here for you. And I just can't emphasize how much this is important. So when I talk about this, part of the process is, my show is called Fire and Training. Here, we're talking about training, we're talking about education and the fire service. And I'm just so blessed to be here. I want to thank the Clarion Group, Fire Engineering, FDIC, Bobby Halton, Ginger, Diane, the entire staff that's here. You don't see the person working behind here, but Tammy is over here working very diligently. Let me tell you what, this doesn't happen without those people. And you know, if you're at home, I hope you will thank them, give them a round of applause for for what they've done all week and how diligent they've herded cats. They had to like track me down to make sure I'm where I'm supposed to be on time. But being here is so important. Being involved and engaged in your America's Fire Service and your nation's fire service is important. And I challenge you to do that. And I'm just so excited. I could probably go on for hours about FDIC and the programs and the things that are going on here. But, you know, to kind of bring it to a close is FDIC has been an important part of my life since 1993. So you start doing the math. You go 93 to 2003 to 2013, and we're 2 years away from it being 30 years of being at FDIC. I've been instructing for probably 17, 18 years now here, and I can't get enough. It's like when I come here and I get my batteries recharged. When I come here, I get a shot in the arm of excitement. You know, when I come here, I get to spend time with like-minded people and they share their experiences. And I learn so much vicariously through them that I have the ability now to go back and help share that with other people. And the big thing that I will leave you with on the show is that knowledge is power, but knowledge is only power if you share it with others. And that's so, so important. So thank you for stopping in. Thank you for being part of FDIC and our podcasting here in Indianapolis. It is an awesome event. We're having an awesome time. We wish you were here if you're not. Until the next time that we get together on Fire and Training, I want to say that this show is dedicated to you, the men and women who are in the streets. Our quest is to make sure that you have the best information, the best knowledge, and the best training we can give you, because it's focused on you going home. You're the most important resource we have in America's fire services are people. And the unsung heroes at home are families that allow us to do this is so critical. And we want to give them just the thanks for what they allow us to do. They sacrifice so much. And it's basically saying this, as an advocate for everyone goes home, that's what this show is dedicated to, is everyone going home. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you on the next edition of Fire and Training. Stay safe.